2005年度第3回実用英語技能検定準1級一次試験リスニングテスト。英語による指示文は2006年度第3回検定と同じですので、ここでは割愛してあります。では始めます。
Number 1. We're going out for dinner and some drinks tonight. Why don't you join us?
I'd really like to, but I have too much work to do.
Ah, come on. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Well, Jack will be unemployed if he doesn't finish this sales report by tomorrow.
I see your point. Good luck, and give us a call if you finish early. We'll be at the Italian restaurant on the corner. Question. What does the man say he will do now? Number 2.
I heard you were laid up in the hospital for a while. What happened?
I had an accident about a month ago. Some guy ran a red light and rammed into the side of my car. I broke a rib and sprained my neck.
That's terrible. You're lucky you weren't more seriously injured. Were you wearing your seatbelt?
Of course. Otherwise, I wouldn't even be around now having this conversation with you. Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 3.
Sir, your total is $24.68. Will that be cash, check, or debit card?
Please charge it to my card. I seem to be out of cash.
And may I see your happy customer discount card? It'll save you $1.45 on today's purchase.
Oh, I think I left it at home.
That's okay. Just give me your phone number, and I'll pull up your happy customer account here on my computer.
Great. It's 555-0934. Question. What will the customer receive? Number 4. Did you have a chance to watch that Greek travel video I lent you?
No, I'm afraid I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Well, I hate to ask, but one of my colleagues is going to Greece on vacation next week, and I told him I'd let him see the video over the weekend.
Okay, I'll try to watch it tonight or tomorrow. In any case, I'll give it back to you before the weekend.
Thanks, I'd appreciate that. Question. What does the man want the woman to do?
Number 5. Why is it that every time I'm busy, my computer slows to a crawl?
Are you sure you haven't got a virus?
I have a virus checker, and there haven't been any alarm bells.
Well, then perhaps it's spyware.
What's spyware?
It's spy software. Spyware can get into your computer and steal information, including your credit card number.
Well, that's okay, because I never shop online.
Even so, you should get it looked at. You don't want someone else snooping around inside your machine.
Question. What advice does the man give? Number 6.
Say, Jane, want to get together for lunch tomorrow?
Sorry, Mark. I'm tied up. I have a business class at the college.
How do you manage to keep your job and go to school at the same time?
My company is giving me release time and paying for my courses. And when I complete the program, I'll get a promotion. It's a terrific deal.
That's amazing. I wish my employer was that generous. Is your company hiring by any chance?
Question. What does Mark learn about Jane?
Number 7.
Hi, Bill. I saw in the paper that your house is on the market.
That's right. Our youngest son just graduated from college and moved out, so my wife and I are downsizing.
Wow, time really flies. Are you staying in the area?
Actually, we've bought a small condo in a retirement community just south of town, although we'll still be working for several more years.
At least you're over the hump of getting your children through college. You really must be looking forward to the change.
Well, we have mixed feelings. Our lives are much less hectic these days, but we miss having the kids at home. Question. Why are Bill and his wife selling their house? Number 8. Beth, what are you doing on crutches?
Oh, I sprained my ankle really badly last week, thanks to my dog.
What do you mean, your dog?
I was out jogging with her, and she spotted a cat. She took off after it.
Wasn't your dog on a leash?
Yes, and that's what I tripped over. She always goes crazy when she sees a cat.
Are you going to be on crutches for a long time?
I should be in decent shape in about 3 weeks.
Hang in there. I hope it's a speedy recovery. Question. What happened to Beth?
Number 9. Hey, Tyler, let's stop and get an ice cream cone. I have a craving for something sweet.
Don't tempt me like that. You know I'm still on a diet. I need to lose 10 pounds before we go diving in Guam.
They also sell fat-free frozen yogurt. That wouldn't hurt you.
Barbara, calories are calories. I simply have to limit what I eat if I'm going to be successful.
I have to admit, I admire your willpower. A few weeks from now, you're going to look like a different person.
Thanks. Go and indulge yourself, but keep the desserts away from me.
Question. What do we learn about the man? Number 10.
Are you running in the race on Saturday?
You mean the 10K run in the park? I'd like to, but I'm not in good enough shape. Plus, I don't think I can find a babysitter.
Well, there's also a 2-kilometer walk for those who prefer a slower pace. You could push the baby stroller.
That sounds about my level. Is the event a fundraiser?
Yes. All proceeds go to a local organization that helps the homeless. I hope you can make it.
Sure, why not? I can get some exercise and donate to a worthy cause. Question. What is the main purpose of the race?
Number 11.
Long time no see, Scott. How's the real estate business these days?
It's thriving. I can hardly keep up with the demand.
I heard there are a lot of families relocating to our region.
That's right. My only dilemma is that I have more buyers than homes available.
Well, that's better than having it the other way around.
Question. What do we learn about Scott? Number 12.
Hi, Joe. I'm calling to send my regrets in regard to your retirement party.
Oh, you can't make it, Kathy?
No, sorry. My grandson invited me to his college graduation, and I've really been looking forward to going.
Well, you can't be in two places at once. We'll miss you at the party, though.
I'm sure you'll still have a good time. Let's try and catch up soon.
Question. What do we learn about Kathy?
Part 2.
A. On a wave of destruction. Have you ever wondered what happens to large ships once they're decommissioned? In Britain's case, most aging ships are sent to countries in the developing world, like India and Pakistan, where they are broken up and the scrap metal is recycled. This is because there are not many facilities for taking apart such vessels in developed countries. Also, the facilities that do exist are much more expensive than their developing world counterparts. Recently, a committee of UK members of Parliament has found that the environmental protection and health standards at such breaking yards are unacceptable. Many vessels waiting to be broken up contain dangerous materials like asbestos and waste oils that seep into the ocean. The committee is now recommending that the government take action to ensure that UK-based ships are disposed of more responsibly. One suggestion is to develop an environmentally friendly ship dismantling industry in the UK.
Questions. Number 13. What happens to most British ships when they are no longer needed? Number 14. What did the Committee of Members of Parliament conclude? B. Look before you leap. In 1992, Sydney Dr. Glenn Singleman set a world record for a base jump when he leapt from Pakistan's Great Trango Tower, a 6,286-meter granite cliff. BASE is an acronym for building, antenna, span, and earth, the four types of objects from which base jumpers plunge. The sport requires expertise in conventional skydiving, and jumpers get the same free-fall thrills. But it has also been criticized as recklessly dangerous following the deaths of some thrill seekers. Although allowed in France, Italy, and Norway, it is illegal in Australia, parts of the U.S., and elsewhere. Singleman argues that there should be designated zones in Australia where base jumpers can practice without breaking the law. Rescue officials agree, saying that a ban on base jumping doesn't stop people from doing it. Whatever happens, it seems base jumpers will continue risking arrest and their lives in pursuit of the ultimate high.
Questions. Number 15. What is this passage about? Number 16. What do some people in Australia think? C. Playing for peace. Ice hockey has become infamous in North America for the violence of both fans and players. In Belfast, Northern Ireland, however, it is now becoming a symbol of peace. This is thanks to the Belfast Giants, a team consisting largely of Canadian players. Since the late 1960s, Northern Ireland has been beset by outbreaks of hostility between Catholics and Protestants. These religious rivalries have often carried over into the country's traditional sport, soccer. Consequently, many Belfast parents have become reluctant to allow their children to participate in this game. The Belfast Giants founder, Bob Zeller, says that they are the first sports team to appeal to all. The team has united fans from both communities, allowing supporters to forget their differences.
Questions. Number 17. What do many parents in Belfast not want their children to do? Number 18. According to Bob Zeller, what is a result of the Belfast Giants being created?
D. A proposal to the town council. Excuse me, but I would like to address the town council about a matter I feel strongly about. I've lived in Brentwood for almost 26 years now, and one law has really bugged me all these years. As you all know, no eating is allowed in the park, not even an ice cream cone or a bag of chips. In this day and age, that's pretty absurd, and I'm sure some of the other business owners feel the same way. I know a lot of you are worried about garbage or people having big barbecue parties and stuff like that, so what I propose is to amend the ordinance to no picnicking in the park. We should also introduce a fine for people who litter. I'm sure most people would get the message. And the ice cream shop that Ted over here runs would get more business to boot.
Questions. Number 19. What does the speaker want the town council to do? Number 20. What does the speaker propose to help keep the park clean? Big bucks in big books. Some people keep a scrapbook with photos and other memorabilia to record what has happened to them and their families. More of us, perhaps, have a box filled with such memorabilia that we hope to get around to someday. Now, for the hopelessly disorganized, there is good news. You can turn to professional scrapbook consultants for help. Once a simple hobby, scrapbooking has mushroomed into a $2 billion a year industry, with magazines, websites, and home training parties. Perhaps the most successful company is Creative Memories, founded in Minnesota in the late 1980s. The most successful consultants, mostly former housewives, can make $30,000 a month or more, plus bonuses. With the nostalgia market growing, experts say the scrapbooking trend shows no signs of slowing down.
Questions. Number 21. What do many people have trouble doing? Number 22. What do we learn about the consultants?
F. The writing on the wall. Inspired by Mexican murals, American artists in the 1960s and 70s started painting their own pictures on walls in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, many of these murals are now in poor condition. Exhaust fumes and the hot California sun have caused paint to peel and colors to fade. The biggest cause, however, is tagging, a kind of graffiti where people spray their nickname on walls as many times as possible. At the suggestion of muralists and their supporters, an ambitious $1.7 million project to restore some of the city's murals has been launched. While this is not the first mural project involving official backing, it is the first one to move the emphasis away from production and toward conservation. Restoration is essential, say supporters, who claim that the existing murals create a kind of cultural bond, helping to forge a sense of community.
Questions. Number 23. What is the primary reason for the poor condition of the city's murals? Number 24. How is the latest mural project different from earlier projects?
Part 3.
G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
This is an announcement for passengers arriving on Thai Airways flights from Delhi, London, and Sydney. We apologize for the late arrival of these flights caused by congestion on runway 3. Passengers traveling onward to Osaka should go immediately to gate 14. Passengers for New York should proceed to gate 23. Passengers traveling to Singapore should go to transit counter E for check-in procedures. These flights are now boarding. Passengers for other flights should go to transit counter A. Elderly passengers or passengers with small children are asked to contact ground staff for assistance. Once again, we apologize for the delays.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
Welcome to Green Bank Youth Center. Before you start the serious business of the weekend, let me introduce you to the facilities of Green Bank and mention our basic rules. This is an eco center. All garbage is recycled, so please separate out your trash and put it in the correct bins. Your first study session is at 10:30 in the main hall. But before that, please collect your bed linen from the laundry. Lunch is at 1 in the self-service cafeteria, dinner at 6, and breakfast at 7:30. Before you leave on Sunday, make sure you clean your bedroom. Cleaning equipment is available on each floor.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
Attention members and guests. Just a reminder that some sections of the club will be closing at 3 p.m. today for cleaning and maintenance. These areas are the swimming pool, cafe, and volleyball courts. Group exercise classes, including aerobics and yoga, will be canceled for the entire afternoon. However, the tennis courts, weight machines, and locker rooms will remain open for general use. We apologize for any inconvenience and thank you for your cooperation. Once again, designated portions of the club will close at 3 p.m.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
All right, listen up, please. I think we can have a marketing plan in place before test production of the new DVD player is done. Meanwhile, I've established a new planning system to improve our efficiency. From now on, plan revisions will be handled by Deborah, so email her for those. Progress reports will be Dave's job, and he'll expect weekly phone updates from you. New marketing ideas will be jointly discussed on our department website forums, so feel free to post your proposals online if an idea occurs to you. Otherwise, all questions and problems should go to Maria.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Okay. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
And now for the weather forecast. The variable weather pattern will continue into the four-day weekend. So for all you folks planning on spending time outdoors, watch out for two factors. We've got a warm front coming into the lowland region and a low pressure system moving northward. That means we can expect scattered showers with sunny breaks on Friday. The front will move up on Saturday, bringing overcast skies to the entire region with a 70% chance of rain in the mountains. High pressure on Sunday will bring clear skies across the region, but expect thunder showers on Monday.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.